Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you are able to join me today. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, I was just beginning to get into a message. Perhaps I'll like to call it a call for courage. We need courage in the days in which we're living, beloved. And as I was sort of laying a foundation on yesterday's broadcast, there is a hunger deep within the human heart for a sense of significance and satisfaction. Now, the world perverts this kingdom principle, if you will, something God has placed within the heart of every person. Everyone wants their life to matter to someone. They want to feel that their reason for living has some way been a blessing to others, that has contributed to the whole, the general good, if you will. Why? Because we are social beings. God has created us to need and to want, not only want one another, but we need one another. We do not do well isolated by ourselves individually or emotionally or spiritually, because it is not good for man to live alone. The God Creator spoke that, speaking to Adam, the first man. And of course, he was referring to the blessed union of marriage when he created Eve as a helpmate for him. But that's true in a much broader level. God does not have what? He doesn't have boards. He doesn't have faculty. He doesn't have what? Employees. He's got a family. That's what he's got. That's how he views his children. We're his children, and he's our heavenly Father. And so it's a very intimate, personal, loving relationship. And there's no other religion in the world that embraces the beautiful concepts that are found in Christian doctrine and the Christian message of the gospel. It thrills the heart of men. I've been reading a book about our Christian brothers and sisters who are being persecuted in the Middle East, those that are being drawn by God's Spirit to the truth of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And beloved, the things that that they're suffering, the things that we're going through, beloved, we need to pray for the persecuted church. Thousands, hundreds, we hear it in the news, they're losing their lives. Christians rounded up, 200 at a time, being beheaded in Middle Eastern countries. It's we need courage in this day, and that's something we respond to. We love books or movies or stories that speak of courage. It just speaks to something deeply within us. It moves us. Sometimes we'll hear an account on the daily news. I mean, there was something not too long ago I heard in the news. There was a car on a freeway. I had gotten involved with an accident. It burst into flames. There was, of course, an occupant in the car, and some total strangers stopped several cars, and they hazarded and risked their own lives to get that driver out of the car to save him from a fiery death. That was courage. They were heroes, stopping to help someone they didn't even know. We all respond to that. And why? Because it's love in action. There's a self-sacrifice, a laying down of self. Jesus said, "Greater love than this hath no man than he lay down his life for his friends." And this, because we respond to to courage and self-sacrifice the way we do. And I would suggest it's because of the very lives we live. We have a profound need in all of us because it's dangerous in today's world. Our world is filled with distresses and turmoil. Potential dangers lurk around every corner. The uncertainties of life, just living, not alone, you know, the violence and things that are occurring with ever-increasing measure that we hear on the news. The violence and the crime and the road rage and the things that are just erupting. It shows man is reaching a breaking point. So, beloved, as God's people, we need courage. So let me just stop here. And now let's take a moment to look at the source of our courage. Let's look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus was God incarnate. He was everything. He was the second person of the Godhead. We may not understand it. Some religions, some people stumble over that. You know, God is one. He can't have a son. Beloved, there is, to our human mind, great difficulty in understanding the complexity of the Trinity with our feeble little human brain. But it is a reality. We have to accept it by faith. There is only one God, but there are three distinct persons within the Godhead. And God, before man was created, before he laid the foundation of the earth, knew the future, knew what was happening, and he already had a plan in action, a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, Jesus. And so when mankind sinned, it was promised to Adam and Eve there would be one who would bruise the head of Satan. And that very one is the Lord Jesus Christ, who over 2,000 years ago was born of a virgin in Bethlehem, and he fulfilled God's call on his life. And he is set, the scriptures tell us, he's touched by the feeling of infirmities. Why? Because he was totally a man. Jesus did the things that he did, the miracles. He spoke God's word, not as an omnipotent Godhead, because he laid that aside. And he humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. He became victorious as our substitute, our sinless substitute. He was totally human, and the weight he bore in his suffering and death became starkly apparent on the cross. Here was Jesus, the great miracle worker, the teacher of prayer, the master of every situation. Suddenly, he found that his own prayers were going unanswered. He was deserted by man, deserted by his closest loved ones. All his disciples fled. He found himself deserted by God when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And beloved, he experienced the full weight of the sin of mankind. We cannot relate to not only the physical suffering he endured in his body, but the mental, the emotional pain that he experienced bearing the weight of sin. And when he cried out, "It is finished," beloved, the ground shook, the rocks were shattered, the grave spilled out bodies of the saints long dead, the sun was hidden from the earth for 3 hours, and incredibly, beloved, the creator of the universe, Jesus, who is the Word of God, who spoke the worlds into existence at the beginning, he demonstrated one last human quality, which is the quality of courage, which no omnipotent sovereign would normally ever be called on to experience. His soul passed the breaking point, but it did not break. Think of that. God, he is sovereign. There's none beside him. He doesn't have a need for courage. Why? Because he's not threatened by anything. I don't profess to be very bright, but we look at the angels, and I'm not demeaning them, because they are excellent in power. And even those now who have turned their back on God, who are the fallen angels, Satan and his cohorts, the demonic demons of hell that were thrown from heaven, a third of the angelic host who sinned, It says of Lucifer that he was perfect in beauty to the day that iniquity was found in him. But can you imagine this glorious created being, this cherub who covered, who probably led worship in the eternal ages? He thought he wanted to become like God. He will say he would have wanted his throne above the Most High. And how stupid is that? I mean, can you believe that? And he continues his mission because now it's out of pure hatred, and he knows what his end is going to be. Beloved, we have a God who is touched by our infirmities, and the Lord has scripturally enjoined us through countless scriptures of the need for courage. He spoke to Joshua, which had he had an incredible task before him. He had to lead this million or so people into the promised land. And Moses spoke to him, "Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go in with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that shall go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Those were the words of Moses to Joshua in Deuteronomy 31, 7 and 8. And then, oh, Isaiah, he speaks so beautifully to us. Isaiah 41 and 10 speaks to the heart of every believer in the old covenant and the new covenant. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Praise God. Well, there is so much more to share, but in the closing moments, I'd like to share a few letters, portions that have come in recently. A sister writing from Oakland, she says, "Dear Pastor Judith, I'm praising the Lord for the wonderful victory he's given me. Thank you ever so much for your prayers. Last Sunday when I was praying for my loved ones for a spiritual awakening, I experienced a rise in faith to believe in the anointing that was there in a wonderful way. The Lord is answering. The battle has been long and hard, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So thank you for your faithful prayers and all you send. Your prayers have brought many victories through the years I've been corresponding with you. I know that your reward in heaven will be great." Thank the Lord, a dear sister in the Lord writing from Oakland. Beloved, I've got many more testimonies to share with you, but if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to write. He has a reason and purpose for it. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me, for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.